Hello, this is Stephanie LaHart, and I am so excited to announce my new book release, Before You Commit. Before You Commit offers powerful, straightforward, and eye-opening relationship advice to single women and young ladies. If you're a single female, this book is an absolute must-read. Every woman wants to feel loved and be in love, but many women choose to be in committed relationships for all of the wrong reasons. They're easily flattered and persuaded by what a man has rather than who that man is. Now let me ask you a few questions. Do you wish to one day be in a happy, healthy, and long-lasting relationship or marriage? If so, make sure you know the right questions to ask. You can't afford not to ask the uncomfortable questions. It can save you from unnecessary hurt, pain, disappointment, and wasted time. Do you know what genuine love looks and feels like? Did you grow up around loving relationships or dysfunctional ones? Do you know your worth and what you deserve? Are you a confident woman, or do you battle with self-esteem issues? Trust me when I say this. It is imperative that you learn to love yourself first, flaws and all. How we feel about ourselves greatly affects what kind of relationships we choose to entertain. Now let me leave you with this quote that I shared all over social media, and I hope that it impacts you today. Above everything else, genuinely love yourself first. Self-love is powerful, and it's the best love that you will ever have. When you love who you are, your relationships will be healthier and your life will be happier. Self-love sets the standard in how we allow others to treat us and how we treat ourselves. Your happiness and well-being are important. Protect it by always valuing who you are. And I created this quote, I think it's been about 2 years ago. And it's so very important. Listen, ladies, and especially the young ladies that may be listening in. I wrote Before You Commit, and I can assure you, there is no other relationship advice book on the market like mine. I wrote this book from the heart. It is authentic. It is straightforward. And I did not put any fluff in this book. It is not a very long book because of that. Now, as an author, I could have totally just, you know, drug out the book and just made it longer, just putting things in there that you've heard everybody else talk about. But it was important for me to put a relationship advice book out there where you will read this book and you will think to yourself, wow, I never looked at it like that. Or wow, I just never thought about that. You know, I am very real in this book. I do not sugarcoat. For one, if you follow me all over social media and if you've read any of my books, my quotes and my poems or my blog posts or articles, you will know firsthand that when I say I keep it real, I keep it real. Now, I can't speak for other people on social media. You have a lot of people, I think it's like the popular thing to say, just keep it real with me, or I like people who keep it real. But at the end of the day, let's just be honest here. A lot of people say that, but a lot of people either don't want to hear the truth or they can't handle the truth. But me, I am authentic because I know no other way to be. I get it honest. I come from a family of just strong women who keeps it real no matter what. And I do really mean keeps it real. Even if, you know, like I always tell people, growing up in my family, you literally had to have a thick skin because the women in my family, they just don't sugarcoat anything. And I do mean anything. And so I got that gene, you know. So again, even if you are a married woman, this is also an exceptional read for married women too. Now, being that you are married, it will still empower you as well. And I'm going to be upfront with you. And some married women who choose to read this book, you may start to feel some kind of way. Because like I stated, I am going deep in this book. I am talking about topics that, quite frankly, other people don't really like to, you know, get into because it may be a little uncomfortable or a little too much in your face. But again, if you genuinely want to date or have healthy relationships or marriage, don't you want to know the truth? You really got to ask yourself that. Look at the divorce rates. Look at all of the unhealthy relationships that are out there. And then don't fool yourself, ladies. You have a lot of females online, and yes, they will project to you that they have a happy relationship or whatnot, but behind closed doors, it's a totally different story. And I'm speaking from experience. I know many people who share posts online, and I know them personally, I said, and I know the truth, but social media has taken people, in my opinion, to a different level. It's almost like everything has to be perfect, if you will. So, of course, they're not going to share that, you know, their boyfriend is talking to them crazy or they're getting beat behind closed doors or their boyfriend or their husband stay out all night long or they don't feel like they're coming first because they prefer to hang out with the guys and or some women. Look, let's just be honest here. Some women literally have to beg for attention, for affection, for love, you know? And so that's why I said the way that I wrote this book was intentional. I'm going to say that again. The way I wrote Before You Commit was intentional. Everything that I wrote, every word that I stated, every scenario, it's not sugarcoated. You need to read this book if you want to go in with your eyes open, okay? I cannot stress that enough. And trust me, I'm not stressing it to this point because I wrote the book. I'm stressing it because it is things in there that you need to know, that you need to be aware of. This is also an empowerment book for single ladies and young ladies as well, because there is nothing like being in a relationship and feeling empowered, okay? And I'm sure women out there can agree with me when I say that. And there's also no other feeling than being in a relationship and you feel lonely, you feel neglected. You know, I mean, and you'd be surprised how many women, yes, they're in relationships. And don't fool yourself. Just because you have somebody stating, oh, I've been married 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're in a happy and healthy relationship. I mean, I tackle so many different topics. And what I did is I poured into this book what I felt what all women need to know, you know, the different questions to ask, the red flags to, you know, be aware of, and also just pouring like my whole soul into this book, because I am just fed up with women just accepting less than what they deserve. You know, I mean, I've known the most prettiest women. Hear me close, ladies. I have known some gorgeous women that, and they literally, you would think by first looking at them like, oh, they're stuck up or they think they're all that, but only if you knew. I'll say that again. Only if you knew. Yes, a lot of women, and I'll even, like if you go on, if you love Instagram, you have the Instagram models, or you have people who love to post a lot of pictures of themselves. And yes, they look so gorgeous. I mean, they're dressed to the nines, their head from the head to the from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. They look perfect. But if you only knew the crap that they are putting up with, if you only knew. You understand me? So again, we as women and young ladies, we've got to get real with ourselves. We cannot afford to wear this mask and pretend like everything is all right when it's not. But I wrote this book because I want everything to be all right. I want you to make better choices. I want you to make healthier choices when it comes to choosing the man that you allow in your space. You can't keep affording to give your love, your time, and your attention to losers. You can't keep affording to give your love and time and attention to men who genuinely don't deserve it. You can't keep giving your love, attention, and time to men who don't even value, respect, or love you, ladies. You have to get this in your spirit. And then you can't be one of those women that complain about men, and yet you keep inviting the same kind of men into your lives. So it's time. We're in 2019. You need to make a commitment to yourself first. Get the book, and I ask that you read it. Read it with an open heart and with an open mind. Don't read it to get through it. Read it to, you know, just to get it deep down in your spirit. So when you do go out to the clubs or just a girls' day out and you're going to parties or whatnot, you will be able to spot drag immediately. Cause so many males out there, they run a lot of drag. And God forbid if they can pinpoint and see that you have low self-esteem. And I'm just keeping it 100 with you. When a man or a young man, because I'm talking to the women and the young ladies, when they can spot any little opening that maybe, you know, your self-esteem isn't as high, or they notice when they give you compliments, you're just all flattered and excited. And you know what I mean? Don't think for one second, ladies, that they don't see that. Why do you think there are so many women out there that take care of men that don't work? Now, I'm not talking about women that are married and now their husband is laid off. Of course, when you're married, that goes without saying. I'm talking about women out there that's doing the damn thing, that have excellent jobs and careers and got it going on. You will be shocked to know that there, those women that seem to have it all, a lot of them actually take care of no good for nothing men. And that's real. And you got to ask yourself, why is that? Because I'm going to tell you, the way I was brought up, I'm sorry, ladies, a man is supposed to work. And if he's married, no, you know, it's yes, of course, it's a partnership. But I'd be darned if I would be married to a man that just don't want to work. Let me share you. I'm going to share with you a quick story. And then I don't want this to be long winded. I remember when I was working about it. Wow. It's been like over 8 years ago. And I was being trained for this position. And I'm much older than her. I mean, she was like, I would say maybe 20 years younger than me. But as she's training me, you know, she just opened up to me and she just started talking because she got a phone call on her cell phone and she just shut it and she was very upset. And I didn't say anything because, again, I was in training and I didn't want to overstep my boundaries. And so, but she opened up to me and she was like, you know what? I just don't understand why I have to do every damn thing. I'm the only one that works. When I get home, I mean, my husband is either smoking weed with his friends, having a drink, or playing the damn, what did she say, Xbox machine? I don't have small kids or anything, so, but she said Xbox. I'm assuming that's like a video game thingy. And she goes, then I have to cook dinner. We have three small children. I have to prepare them for bath time, make sure they're fed. And if they have like any homework, I have to help them with that. And she goes, and yet he's home all day long. Now, ladies, I mean, I know I may have even some women listening in, and this may be your situation, but let me explain to you something. You are an exquisite woman, okay? Women in my book are exquisite, period. We do so many things, and yet we have to like be strong through it all. We have to hold up our head. And, you know, people just look to us to do everything. We can hold down a career, take the kids to practice, do the laundry, cook, help with homework. And the list literally goes on and on and on. But we do it. You understand me? You don't deserve that. If you are listening in today, and you see yourself in that scenario that I just gave, you need to really start asking yourself, why do I subject myself to this? If a man is not loving on you, respecting you, being kind to you, you are with the wrong individual. If he is giving you a headache, stressing you out, making you worried and upset all the time, ladies, you are with the wrong man. Let me explain something to you. I have been with my husband for, goodness, I always lose count, darn near 20 years. Hear me close. A lot of people will want to believe, oh, she's bragging, or she's, no bragging here. Because trust me when I say this, before I met my husband, I had some straight losers. Let me say that again. Losers. I was young, I was naive, and I did not know any better. So trust me when I say I'm coming from a genuine place, because I've had my bad seeds too. And when I got older and wiser, I literally look back and be like, Stephanie, what did you ever see in them? But then I had to change my attitude. I said, no, it's a lot of times as women, we ask that question, man, what did I ever see in him? But you got to look at what space you were in at that time in your life. Because it is true, we attract who we are. You know, when I was in my younger teenage years and young adult years, I had very low self-esteem because I was always, well, now that I'm older now, you know, girls would always call me ugly and I would get pushed into lockers and God, you just name it. I mean, and I would have girls approach me for no reason at all. And I heard you were talking about me and I'm just like, oh my God, I don't even know you. But as women, you know, as we get older and wiser, we look back now, it was nothing but jealousy because let me tell you, they gave me hell. I grew up in the hood. So forgive me for my other listeners who may be listening in. It's nothing personal. But for the black woman that may be listening in, you can totally understand where I'm coming from, okay? Like, if you dress nice, you know, and then on top of that, I was the type, although I grew up in the hood and I'm from the hood, I'm from the Bay Area, if I have anybody listening who's from California. And if you, like, grow up in the hood and you, like, speak a certain way, if, like, if, God forbid, if you speak proper English, and, you know, I've never been into the drugs and the drinking, and God, I've never even tried weed. I know that may seem a little weird for you guys, but let me tell you something. Just growing up in that environment, I just did not want to be a part of anything like that. You know, and that's just my personal opinion. I was cool with all of that because I saw firsthand how, you know, drugs and alcohol and all that stuff just destroyed people around us, you know, witnessing the poverty and all of that type of stuff. I don't want to get long-winded on that, but my point is this. You really got to know who you are, and back then, I didn't really know who I was, so therefore, I dated losers, you know? But like I said, it's been almost 20 years that I've been with my husband, and it is such a blessing to say that, like, wow, like, once you find that one, I'm a keep stressing this, that one that respects you, not only as a person, but as a woman. That one that, you know, just loves to see you smile and happy and content. You understand what I'm saying? That one that just respects you behind your back and around other people. That one that just does and says special things to you just because. You know, my husband, he loves to do things for me just because. That's why when my birthday comes around, our anniversary comes around, or any other holiday comes around, it's literally just another day to me. You understand? Because when you have a man that loves you all the time and shows affection and appreciation all the time, it's your normal. You get what I'm saying? That's your new norm. But when you subject yourself to being in relate, look, I'ma tell you a story. Let me cut this. I'ma tell you a quick story. I remember when pagers was a big thing before the cell phones and all that. You know, I'm pushing almost 50. So I remember pagers used to be a big thing. And I remember my silly behind would just be blowing up pagers. And that means, you know, really, you know, trying to get a hold to a dude or whatnot. And I look back at that now and I just shake my damn head. Really. I'm like, girl, but that's what happens when you don't know your worth. See, when you don't know your worth and you don't really love who you are, you will do some silly stuff. You will be stalking men. You be, you know, just calling them. They pick up, you hang up the phone. You know, I mean, just stuff like that. You'll want to fight over other girls over a man. Really? I mean, I could go on and name all of the things that we as females do over a man. And I can assure you, ladies, today, that when you find the one, you ain't gonna have to go through all of that drama, because that's exactly what it is. It's nothing but drama, you know? Not once, in almost 20 years of being with my husband, have I ever had to call another woman and, are you messing with my husband? I saw your name in his phone. And I mean, you know, I mean, come on. Or I've never had to stalk my husband going anywhere or anything like that. I mean, like, really look at that. You know, when my husband comes home, our home is peaceful. We talk about that a lot. There's two places where I feel you should have the most peace. And that is in your home and in the workplace. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, they got to do what they got to do. But if you can do better, you should not be stressed out for eight or more hours a day at the job. Or as soon as you come home from work or whatever, you just coming home to chaos and drama and just all type of, you know, like, no way. I'm sorry. There are times my husband will come home and he bend on, yeah, I got a little ghetto there. He bend on, worked 8 or 10 hours or whatnot. And he'll come in and you know the first thing he'll do? He'll say, baby, when I was working today, this song came to my mind, so I want to play it for you. I mean, mind you, he still has on his work clothes and everything. And I'll just look at him, and it's still, you know, I don't know. It's so weird because we've been together so long, and I just kind of look at him sometimes and be like, wow. And he still loves me the same. I remember when I first met him, I was just this little, back in the day, the word was tenderoni. You know, I was just this little tender, just, you know, no fat nowhere on me, just everything neat and in its place. And, you know, I mean, and now, you know, I'm different, you know, like I've gained weight, you know, and all of that type of stuff. And yet my husband is still kind and loving to me. And that is what I wish for you ladies, to find the one that is just going to love you properly. I have a quote about that, about kings loving their queens properly. You can't afford to stick around in a relationship and a man keeps messing up and messing up and messing up or disappointing you time and time again or making broken promises time and time again. Or like I stated earlier, you having to fight over other women, call other women and all that. No. That's dysfunction. That's not a relationship, ladies. That's dysfunction. And if you're going through any of those things or even things that I haven't even named off, you got to make a choice today. Do you genuinely want love or do you enjoy being in that dysfunction? That's something you really got to ask yourself. Do you genuinely want to be in love and be in a happy and healthy relationship or marriage? Or do you enjoy dysfunction? Do you enjoy talking crazy to your mate? Do you, seriously, I'm always baffled when I hear some women, you know, say, oh, girl, you know, we went off on each other and everything. But girl, that makeup sex was off the chain. What? I mean, I'm sorry. I told you I keeps it real. So like I said, some of you may be listening in and that may be your truth. But I'm telling you, your truth is no. You need to shut that down. Okay, I'm not trying to talk crazy to my husband. He talk crazy to me, or we fighting each other in all of this dysfunction. But yet, oh girl, but you know what? We made up after that, and we made love and all. No, I'm sorry. I don't want no relationship like that. I'm sorry. It's just unacceptable. And when you really grow, you will start to realize that that dysfunction that maybe you become accustomed to, you know, you when you start to grow and you allow yourself to learn and get wiser, you'll start to look at that and say, oh, no, I deserve more. You will stop disrespecting yourself. Let me say it again. When you choose, okay, because we all have a choice. When you choose to entertain relationships that are unhealthy, you're actually insulting yourself. I'll say it again. You're insulting yourself. What you're saying is I'm not worthy of genuine love. You understand me? I'm not worthy of a man that's willing to love me and care for me and be kind to me and loving to me and just attentive, you know? So, I mean, this was much longer than I wanted it to be. I just wanted to, and for the ones listening in who may not know me, again, my name is Stephanie LaHart. I wrote my first book in 2013, and that was the beginning of my journey as being a youth motivational speaker for at-risk teens, teen mentor, and entrepreneur. And I go around and I travel and I speak at juvenile hall and continuation schools and things like that, because at-risk teens, like that's my heart, and they need it more than anything, especially in this day and time. Like, that is my passion, working with at-risk teens, you know. So if you want to, you can connect with me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter and Instagram as well. And if you are interested in purchasing Before You Commit, you can purchase it on Amazon, and it's available in paperback and Kindle. Now, just in case you don't know, if you do not have a Kindle, that's okay. They've made it, this technology is something else. Like, if you just download it, you can read it immediately on your phone, your tablet, your home computer. I mean, it's pretty neat. So you don't actually need a Kindle. You can just pay for it and just start reading it immediately, you know. So again, I hope, like, this, well, it wasn't so quick, but I mean, I'm one of those, I got to speak from the heart. So sometimes I do get a little long-winded. Literally, this was only supposed to be about 10 minutes just introducing the book. But again, I allow my spirit to just use me and just let it flow as it needs to flow. So again, thank you so very much. If you do purchase the book, I just ask that you please leave an honest review. Again, whether you love it or hate it, you know, I still want your feedback, but I can guarantee you, it's not to sound cocky, but I am pretty darn confident that you will not walk away from reading this book and not get some real insight into what you should be looking for when it comes to dating and or marriage. Thank you so very much. Peace.